We move now to our last agenda item, number 17, other business. Nothing was suggested at adoption of the report. I note that for you now. And I call on Egypt, please.
Thank you, Mrs. Chair. In all truthfulness, we had sent a request concerning the nanotechnologies because we had requested last year to establish certain working groups since we saw certain products in the markets concerning nanotechnologies, and would like to emphasize once again that we establish a working group or a task force to look into this topic. Thank you, Mrs. Chair.
Thank you, Egypt. I recall your intervention last year, and I recall the answer to it given by FAO, and I turn to FAO again to inform the Commission of activities going on. Thank you, Egypt, and FAO, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I remember that also this discussion was held last year. It may be somewhat. I will tell you that there is a lot going on in several fora in relation to nanotechnology, both in relation to risk assessment, both and other matters for all different kinds of activities. FAO recently collaborated with the government and the Minister of Agriculture in Brazil, hosting a big conference on nanotechnologies in food and agriculture this last June, and the report is available. And we are continuing to look at this issue of nanotechnology, not only from a risk point of view, but also from a beneficial point of view. But given that all these activities are ongoing in various fora around the world, it would seem to be a bit premature to constitute a specific task force on specific items, while there is still so much knowledge being generated in this field, and which also needs to be considered by, for example, as in terms of scientific advice. Before, that would be a good idea to constitute a specific task force in Codex in relation to specific issues. It's very promising that all these activities are ongoing, but it would be our advice that maybe we put this request a bit on hold until we have a clear idea of what would be the focus for such a task force. Thank you very much. It's just a suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, FAO. WHO would like to add observation. WHO, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In addition to the explanation just provided by our colleague from FAO, when all the available information and data on the risk assessment of nanomaterials and ongoing activities by the different member countries, different regions, or different international organizations, we are planning to hold an electronic expert discussion group to follow up all this data and information, and also the recommendation made by the previous joint FAO-WHO expert consultation on nanotechnologies, which was held in June 2009. And when the outcome of this electronic expert discussion group will be made available, we will communicate this outcome to the member states and interested parties in an appropriate manner. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, WHO. Egypt, I hope you can accept this and urge you to participate in, for example, the electronic working group. I hope you can accept this, Egypt.
Yes, Mrs. Chair, but we hope that you could contact us when that becomes possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Egypt. I have nods on that point from WHO. Could we beg the interpreters for an additional 10 minutes? No?
Madam Chair, we agree to an additional 10 minutes. Had to check with our team leader. Sorry for the delay.
Now I call on Colombia, please.
Gracias, señora.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Under any other business, I would like to make reference to the conclusions of the issues discussed under the CC Exec. I'd like some clarity from the Secretariat. I believe that the CC Exec looked at requests through the chair of the Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables with regard to a request from Colombia concerning review of the mandate of the Fresh Fruit and Vegetables Committee in connection with the work of that committee and in relationship with UNECE and the mandate of work of those two bodies. With regards, I'm looking at page 162 of the Spanish version of this report, and it was concluded by CC Exec that it would agree for the Fresh Fruit and Vegetables Committee to reconsider its mandate and submit these conclusions to the Committee on General Principles for consideration. As Colombia understands it, CC Exec, as a matter of course, should submit to the Commission these conclusions such that the Commission can take into account the recommendations from CC Exec, consider those, and then emit a mandate for the Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables, which it can then consider at its forthcoming meeting for submission in due course to the Committee on General Principles. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Colombia. You are correct that the report of the Executive Committee is a submission to the Commission, and the Executive Committee did recommend that the Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables consider its terms of reference, and after considering those terms of reference, send the results of their consideration to the Committee on General Principles for review. That is the recommendation of the Executive Committee. Are there any comments on this matter? Poland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Poland, speaking on behalf of the European Union and its member states, would like to make an observation. In view of the European Union and its member states, the consultations of UNEC and its standards can greatly facilitate the work of the Committee for Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. It therefore provides also a positive input for the work of the committee. It should be also noted that UNEC, according to its terms of reference, has to consult the committee, Codex Committee for Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. This ensures that the consultation process works reciprocally. If Codex members have concerns about the consultation process written in the terms of reference for the committee, the Commission could maybe clarify the issue as follows, that the ultimate goal of the consultation process should be developed of harmonized standards to ensure fair trade practices. However, this does not mean that Codex standards should be identical to UNEC standards, as a certain level of divergency may be in practice unavoidable to accommodate the needs of broadened membership and mandate of Codex. Thank you.
Thank you, Poland. Obviously, we can't we will note your observation and send the Commission's expectation that fresh fruits and vegetables will take a careful, duly considered, and fair examination of its terms of reference. Mexico, please.
Muchas gracias.
Many thanks, Madam Chair. Mexico, as Chair of the Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables, would support a review of the mandate, given that there is a generalized concern on the part of members of the committee as to the way in which UNEC is working with the committee. As such, I would request the Secretariat to prepare a background paper to enable the committee to undertake this work which is being commended to us. This will render our work far simpler. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mexico. What the Secretariat can do is provide a factual briefing paper, in no way prejudging or obviously your discussion, which I'm sure will be fair and balanced in its course. So if the Commission can agree with this, and as well the Secretariat.
So we're going to Ms. Kasley's in the FFB.
Yes. Then we, seeing no further flags, conclude on this item. I would like to ask the Secretary to announce site events for tomorrow and also the schedule for report adoption, when the report will be available and when adoption begins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have a list of side events for tomorrow. We have to announce them now because tomorrow there is no session. So the first one is a Codex Trust Fund side event open to all participants. It will be from 9:30 to 11:30. It will be in room 2, level 0. Then the other meeting will be at 11:30, just after the Trust Fund. It's at 11:30 to 2 p.m. It will be the meeting of the host country's secretariat for the hosting countries. And then at 2 o'clock, from 2 to 4 o'clock, there will be the food safety capacity development work on risk analysis and food import inspection. That's also for all participants. It's room 2 on level 0. Then just after that, from 4:30 to 5:30, there will be the informal meeting of chairs for the chairs of committees. It will be room 16 on level minus 1. And the last one is that tomorrow there will be, that's for Saturday morning, the EU coordination on Saturday at 9 a.m. in room 6, level 3. As regards the report, it will be available at 9 o'clock and we will adopt the report. We start the adoption at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Thank you, interpreters, for this additional time.
Welcome, Madam.
We have completed our work on this agenda. All that remains is adoption of the report. I now recess this meeting. We will see you at 10 o'clock to begin adoption on Saturday. And I look forward to the informal meeting of the chairs tomorrow. Thank you.